Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffa.
Our next guest was one of the stars of one of the most iconic television shows of all time. She portrayed Sue Ellen Ewing on Dallas, first for 11 years on CBS, and then more recently on TNT. To celebrate her 75th birthday, she is sharing her life in her new book, The Road to Happiness is Always Under Construction. It is quite a pleasure to say hello to Linda Gray. Linda, welcome to the show.
Hello. It's lovely to talk to you, and I'm happy to be on your show.
Thank you.
We are so happy to have you on today. Now, the book is quite a read. It is essentially your roadmap to happiness, and it is extremely revealing. Tell us about the book and why it is so important to you.
Well, I was asked to write the book, and at first I didn't know how to respond because I said, well, I'm not old enough to write a memoir, an autobiography. I'm not old enough, and I haven't lived my life yet. I haven't finished it, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on, and they all looked at me in New York and said, in 2015, you're going to be 75. And I just stared at them, and I thought, oh, dear, I guess they're right.
Wow.
And I said, oh, I guess it's like one of those, if not now, when? So I decided that, okay, why not? So the other part of the decision was that most people know me as Sue Ellen Ewing, and I thought, I love Sue Ellen, and I've been blessed. She was a gift to me to portray her for so many years. And then I thought, all right, well, let's have really my own life come out there and see if people can relate. And the book came out on the 8th, and several of my friends and people that I just really didn't know read the book. And it was quite interesting because all of our lives have speed bumps in them, I call them. That's why I love the title.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a life, and it's not all flat and dull and boring and nothing happening. Everyone has an interesting life, to me. And so when they asked me to write it, I thought, what a wonderful, it was a gift. And I said, okay, let me reveal it. So the people that don't talk about anything, they keep everything under the rug, they don't want to discuss anything, when they read it, it's like, oh, she went through that too. Oh, this happened to her. Oh, interesting.
She's a real person.
Yeah.
She deals with things that we all deal
sure.
with. Right.
Yeah. And it's been so interesting to get the feedback from my friends, from people that I've met on the, you know, literally on the street, to people on social media. And it's so revealing, because I didn't know. You know, you kind of turn it in and you fingers crossed that somebody will buy the book. And
yeah, you don't know.
Right.
This has been a lovely surprise that people not only have read it, but they bought several copies to give to their friends, which, I mean, absolutely thrilled me. Because, you know, it's very revealing. There's humor in it. There's sadness in it. We talk about Dallas and Mr. Hagman mm-hmm. throughout, but it's not focused on him or Dallas. It's focused on my life, and it's more inspirational than anything else.
And I think the title, which I love, by the way, The Road to Happiness is Always Under Construction, awesome, awesome title, and perfect for the book. You've been through more pain and tragedy in your life, going through polio as a child, an alcoholic mother, abusive marriage at a very young age. Writing this book, was it therapeutic for you? Like, how do you get past these things that you've gone through?
Yeah, how cathartic really was this for you, Linda?
Yeah, it, you know, I started out writing shallow things, little things. And then all of a sudden, I thought, wait a minute, this is a gift. I might as well, I don't want to hold back. Why not? Why not share these stories? Because a lot of people, I mean, everybody's been through, you know, the ups and downs, the speed bumps, the potholes,
yeah.
the mm-hmm. the little things that we go through in life, the detours. And I thought, well, why not share? Because sometimes they can pick up a nugget. Like there's two words I use in the book that I love. That kind of, a lot of people have skimmed over it, but those are important. It's choose wisely.
Mm.
You know, when you get to be 75, you can look back and go, wow, my choices have been interesting. Not always perfect, certainly. And not always inspirational, but those were my choices. And I think even today, we all can choose wisely. Choose what our thoughts are. Choose what we do with our day. Choose who we hang out with, the food we eat. We've got choices, zillions of choices every day.
Sure.
And So I thought, why not just tell these people that a lot of people my age that I know have given up. And they said, I'm wrinkled and I'm old and blah, blah, blah. And they go on. And they said, I've been trying to lose these 10 pounds for the last 25 years. And I just say, I don't want to talk to you about that. No. Talk about other things and let's go out and do something positive. Let's go Meals on Wheels. Do anything. Get out of your own life and you won't think about your damn wrinkles and your 10 pounds. I don't want to hear about it.
Because
it's pretty heavy duty on
right. Each day really is like a new page as you turn the page in a book and you have an opportunity to do something on that next new day. No matter if you're 75, 55, 25, or 10, no matter what it is, you still have an opportunity to make a difference. And it's interesting you talk about choices, and choices end up having consequences. And that's why it's always, you try to be in a positive frame of mind when you make those choices. One of the things when I was preparing for the interview that really struck me, it mentions about how you lived by, quote, your husband's rules for 16 years before you finally decided to take an acting class. What was the one thing that finally put you in that direction to do it, and why was he so against it in the first place?
Well, he had a dream of living on a ranch and having horses.
You see how she says that?
Yeah.
And we moved out to the country. We had horses and chickens and a lot of other animals. And it was a lovely life. The children were small, etc. And I realized that I still hadn't had my dream fulfilled. I wanted to be an actress. I was doing little commercials and things like that, and I was happy with that. But I always wanted to be an actress. So I came to him one night and I said, I love my life, and I'm loving commercials, and I love my family, of course, but I want to be an actress. And he said to me, why don't you become an actress when the children are in college?
Wow.
And that was a thud to me. I mean, really thud. Such a thud that I didn't have the tools to communicate. I didn't know back then. So I just stood up at the dining room table, and I walked into the living room, and I thought, oh, my God, it's okay if we live his dream, but it's not okay for me to live mine. And so the next day, and this was really not like me. I was not that a rebellious person, per se, but I knew that if I didn't, I would die some kind of weird death, not maybe physically, but my spirit and my soul would have withered. So I enrolled in acting workshop.
Wow. And then your big break comes at 38. You're cast as Sue Ellen in Dallas opposite Larry Hagman. And that was, you talk about a break. I mean, you end up on the number one show on television. You earn an Emmy nomination for Best Actress. That is a show that dominated pop culture for a while, the whole big Who Shot JR thing, the season that never happened in 85. When you look back and you realize just how that changed your life, when you decided to take that stand just for your own sense and decide, I'm going to take this acting class and I'm going to embark on this new chapter in my life, that's got to be so amazing and fulfilling when you look back at that now.
Well, it is. And that's why I encourage, thank you for recognizing that, by the way. I appreciate that. But a lot of people, men and women, never, ever fulfill their dream. They are paralyzed and stuck in things that they, you know, their parents wanted them to do, or their husband wants them to do, or their wife wants them to, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on. That's why I love the title, because it's always filled with these detours and these decisions and these choices. But when you make a choice that feels just like your heart is happy, make your heart happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that you're going to, you know, lose your husband or your wife or whatever, whatever. It's that you need to fulfill that. Why are we put on this planet? You know, it's like you're put here on the planet, and then you have to figure out why.
If you can have one thing stand out in the book, what is the one thing that you want people to take away?
Oh, gosh, there's one.
I know. It's hard it's hard to answer.
It's a hard one, because I just go all over the place in the book. But, you know, one of those things is follow your dream, and the other one is choose wisely.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Take a look at your life. Don't just, like, kind of bumble through life and go, oh, man, what kind of a life did I have? It's because you've chosen not to do anything that filled your heart. So that's what I mean. Those are a couple little nuggets that I have, but it's just filled with all kinds of wonderful things as far as I'm concerned.
Well, once again, the book is The Road to Happiness is Always Under Construction. It's available in bookstores and Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It is a great read. It also does make a wonderful gift. Linda Gray, best of luck with the book, and thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
What a special interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Linda.
You too. Thank you.
Well, there she goes. To tell you what, I mean, she doesn't sound 75.
No, definitely not. She is sharp.
Age is just a number.
She is sharp. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are. Go out and do something positive or whatever. It's true. You stay sharp when you stay active.
It really is.
Right?
And if you're a fan of Dallas or whatever, and you read the book, and maybe you'll find out who shot JR and find out why that one season, they just said it was a dream, and I could never figure that out. And I wanted to go after her on it, but she's too nice, and I didn't. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. New research just published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease in conjunction with scientists at Rhode Island Hospital shows millions of Americans could be at risk of serious and sometimes fatal diseases from chemicals used in fertilizers and in food preservatives, especially in cured meats. What they've observed is a strong link between increased levels of nitrates and increasing death rates from Alzheimer's, diabetes mellitus, and Parkinson's disease. In general, more than 90% of nitrates have been determined to be carcinogenic in various human organs. But in this new study, they found convincing parallels between getting older and Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and diabetes. The bottom line? The more exposure to nitrates through processed and preserved foods and fertilizers, the greater the advent of the aforementioned diseases. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that eating chocolate can add years to your life and life to your years? Well, it's the perfect food, especially dark chocolate. It's right up there with one of the finest gifts from the gods, or at least that's what the ancient Aztecs thought. And today's modern medicine agrees. Here's the science of it. It all started with 8,000 Harvard University alumni. Researchers checked out their life histories. Things like, do they drink, smoke, are they overweight, and how much red meat do they eat? And all things being equal, technically covariate, those who ate chocolate lived almost a year longer than those who didn't.
Remember, kid, with great chocolate comes great responsibility.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's rare that something supposedly so bad is so good for you. So, bottom line, eat chocolate, live longer. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.